Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And every single Friday on the show, trying to decode.
The time has come.
Some of the words and phrases that Breezy regularly uses that when you hear them, normally what happens is you're like, yeah, that's kind of funny. And then you realize, but I have no idea why.
And I have no idea what it means, and I need help.
So this is our time to learn. Again, an educational show.
Absolutely.
So, Breezy, what is this week's Breezism of
this
the week?
This week, my Breezism, I feel like you're going to have a hard time with it, Corey.
Okay.
It's the word wig.
Okay, like that you wear on your head. I think that's already a word.
Absolutely.
That's already a word.
Yeah, it's a word, but the meaning of it, that's not the same as what the word was intended to have.
Okay.
So, the term wig is used now as a synonym for members of the Stan culture. Okay.
Of the what? Who is Stan?
Stan.
Who is Stan?
You know, Stan.
The guy that Eminem was writing about?
Stalker fans.
Okay. Okay. All right. There's a lot of decoding in this one. Okay. I'm going to try
to. So if you don't know what a Stan is, it stands for stalker fan. Okay. And there are people who are absolutely crazy over.
So it is from the Eminem song. Stan.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's where Stan stems from.
It all comes from the Eminem song.
Okay.
And the term is being shocked or excited with any event. So much so that if you were wearing a hairpiece, it would fly off your head, or it would just snatch it off your head because you're just so excited and you don't know what else to do.
Okay. So you're only allowed to be this excited over things that you're frighteningly obsessed with?
No. It really can go with anything. So our friend Connor says this term all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him where it came from, and he said it originated from drag culture.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, is it because drag queens wear wigs?
Drag queens wear wigs.
Yeah,
and
makes sense.
And when they get excited, they rip their wig off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, sure. That makes sense.
So the original term was wig snatched, or my wig flew.
Okay.
But we've got lazy as a society and just shortened it to wig.
Okay.
So
where did the crazy fans come into play here? I don't understand.
Because Stan, okay, so Stan's like on Twitter.
Who's Stan again?
Stans are stalker fans.
Okay, yeah,
okay?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
So
okay.
A lot of those people take to Twitter and create memes of maybe the drag queen culture or just use the term on Twitter.
Okay.
Okay?
So like,
I know there's a lot of layers.
Can you
to
use
this.
It in a sentence for me? I'm still unclear as to how this one is working.
It's going to have to be a two-parter, so you're going to have to say something that would excite me.
Okay, what should I say?
Well,
it's Friday.
Wig.
So you're a stalker. You're a stalker fan of Friday in the weekend.
No, you're getting too hung up on the Stan culture. Just forget
you said it. That was
I'm
part
saying
of it.
That's what they. Those are the members who use this term mostly.
Okay, so what I'm getting at is this just something that you can just say, and
yes.
It doesn't really mean anything.
No, it's a term of excitement and happiness.
So,
or being shocked. Wig.
Okay. Okay.
So, how about I say, Corey? Someone ate your lunch.
It's not something I'm excited about.
But you're shocked.
Yeah. Are you supposed to be excited about it? Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Because that's a bad thing.
Well, you can use it in any term. You can literally use it in any term. That's the thing about it. Your eyes are blinking. Your eyes are glazing. So.
Wig. Did I nail it?
Wig! You have to say, you have to use the inflection.
Yeah.
Wig!
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Well, good talk.
Here we are.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.